This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'll tell you a great storyline, Mike Bell. What is Spencer Strider? I say Spencer Strider, you say...
Bum. I didn't know. Again, I didn't... See, here's... We got through a whole day yesterday. I even had a guy at the gym today. This is Big Jerome. This is not like puny Jerome like we get at Hooters at Mall of Georgia. This is Big Jerome, who I believe is a firefighter in the city. And Big Jerome was like, so now you're on Jalen Walker. No, it was Carl. It wasn't me.
I am.
But anyway, as far as Strider, the one word?
Bum.
No, again, this is...
Lost. Lost? Lost?
I don't even know what the adjective would be right now. Or the, I mean, potential, but, you know, it's, needs fixing. That's two words.
Okay.
But, you could argue that there's things, and C.J. Nikowski did this, like, it's too much to break down here on the show because it's a lot of information, but he broke it down what's going on with him right now. You need to either have a conversation with a new pitching coach, get a new set of eyes on this. Some people just simply say it's time, Carl. He needed another Tommy John. They went for the brace surgery, right? And it takes almost a year and a half to a full 2 years for him to come back. And the velocity, I've heard Tom Glavine talk about it on the broadcast, will maybe come back. Or this is as good as it gets, and by the second time or third time through a rotation, he gets lit up, then he has to be a closer. I mean, where do you fall on it?
You guys remember when I said he wasn't good at the beginning of the season? A lot of you gave me heat for it. And you said exactly what Mike said. He needs time. We've had all season. This hasn't worked. And for whatever you thought Spencer Strider was the last two seasons, I don't know if that was a fluke.
Right.
I don't know if that was a flash in the pan. Guys, it could be. Sometimes guys get off to a hot start and they're really good, Mike, and guess what? Teams invest and they pay them just like the Braves did, and then they're never the same dude, especially after injuries. So here's the thing. Trends. The trend for Spencer Strider has not trended up. It's completely trended down. But this started way early in the season when I said to you guys, he ain't right. And you said, wait, give him time. He's not right. He doesn't have the ability right now to put the ball where he wants. It's not velo for me. Guys get so caught up in this. Oh, he's throwing 97. He should be throwing 99. Give me a break. There are guys who throw 93, but they can put it where they need to. He is unable to do that right now. Mike, Strider's allowed a staggering, wait for it, 29 hits, 20 runs and 7 home runs in his last 11 innings. That's 3 starts. Guys, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, his ERA right now, the last 3, is a 15.43. One home run, the first home run, I was looking at the chart, 96-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. And then plenty of contact off his slider. That's kind of what C.J. Nikowski's talking about. His body control, Carl, is not putting the slider where it needs to go. So he had another home run, a single, another double, all off sliders. 83-mile-an-hour sliders that aren't breaking like they need to. Whether they need to fall out of the zone, they're just too hittable, basically, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, and look, he still has the ability, and I'm being serious about this, where he can go from 97. He's not throwing 100 anymore, but give me a break. To go from that to 83, Mike, you're still not putting it where you need to. The off-speed stuff, he's able to do it, but it's location, location, location. And last night, if you looked at his line, 3 innings, 10 hits for Spencer Strider, 7 earned, all earned. Guys, that's not Spencer Strider. That's not the guy we fell in love with. That's not the guy that we were like, must see, got to go to the ballpark. Mike, I don't know what's wrong, but this is concerning. And now I'm telling you, maybe he's better off as a closer.
Yeah, I know that we're going to have plenty of time in the offseason. Now, here's the thing. If you do go and make him a closer, you got to go to get two more starting pitchers because we've already talked about what you're dealing with right now. Sale, that was a freak accident. Don't worry about that. Freak injury. Schwellenbach, you're hoping he's going to come back. You know, you do have some young guys in the minors, and certainly you're loving what you're seeing from Hurston Waldrop. But, I mean, you know, Grant Holmes might not pitch next year. You know, that's part of it, you know? Well, and I don't know what Ronaldo Lopez is going to be. See, you got all these guys. You'll have the guys from the minors coming up, but you don't know how they're going to react because anybody who gets over 150 innings now breaks down, seemingly, for the Braves.
Yeah, and here's the deal. When you talk about going to get starting pitching, this ain't starting pitching. You could get this from anybody out of the bullpen. You could get 3 innings and 10 hits from anybody.
But I'm saying, but if you're going to give up on him as a starter, you got to replace him with an innings eater. And again, they've had such a reluctance to spend good money on free agent pitching.
I totally agree. But remember, they gave up 150 innings, 200 innings with Charlie Morton. They gave up 200 innings with Max Fried. And they told us they were going to be fine. They weren't. I think you've got to invest in pitching, whether it's one, two, or three guys this offseason in a major way like you've never done before, simply because your base and your core are still here. Strider, by the way, after the game, and Braves ironically got back into this. Snit, you picked a hell of a night to give Money Harris some time off. I mean, really? I mean, you run through the lineup, and again, you don't know how these games play out, but he pulls Harris. Harris's spot comes back up. Eli strikes out. As hot as Harris has been, you might have gotten some more runs and won the game last night. But let's hear Spencer Strider as he says he's feeling close.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the question. If I had an answer, I'd certainly have done it by now. But, you know, it's not a simple concept. It technically is very close, but that's, you know, close in baseball, obviously, is a world of difference, so.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Spencer is very introspective and sometimes to his own detriment because he just, you know, gets too under, I mean, listen, as you say, subatomic level, I'd like to say, looking at his pitching from the microscopic level, I mean, he takes his job very seriously. But certain things are going to get, I think you want to be glass half full. He's going to get better because he just needs more time, which gets us back to why you're running him out there if he can't do his job the way it's going.
Why run any of these guys out there? Oh, did I say that again?
I mean, because here's the thing.
Wait a minute.
If you're going to give him more chances to figure out what's going on, well, he still can't reach the full physical attributes that he had pre-injury. To do what? To mess with his head some more? Because mission accomplished.
Somebody ask me this, or answer this. How is this helping him? How are these outings helping Spencer Strider? I don't think they are. And if they're not helping him, Mike's right. Don't throw him out there. If it's not helping any of these guys just to make you feel good or make the Braves feel like, hey, we got to run him out there because of the integrity, Mike.
Yep.
Give me a break, man.
Yeah, but hey, look, you scored 9 runs and you got as a matter of fact, I told you guys early in the season they scored 9 runs and lose a game with Spencer Strider on the mound. I mean, it just runs counterintuitive. By the way, I give it attaboy before I forget to Matt Olson, who just chugs and chugs and chugs and makes a nice sliding catch by the bricks, you know, by the dugout yesterday on a foul ball. So that was no effort. That his, you know, he's the Iron Man. We respect that. But yeah, there's just so many things about this. And there's some Braves fans, I love your optimism. You basically have to win out and you need a lot of help and everybody else would have to lose ahead of you in the wild card. I mean, it's just...
Wait.
Just,
are there people still thinking this is possible?
God bless them. The eternal optimists. But I mean, there's just the reality check that some Braves fans, they live in a fantasy world. They live in a fantasy world about the starting pitching. They argue with me all the time about it. You're so negative about the Braves. Yeah, because they don't spend the money like they should. And it came. So now they're batting. Now they're hitting, and now the pitching is sketchy as hell. So it's just frustrating to me. Like, I do appreciate people that are optimistic, but everybody else outside of 285 knows this team is dead. Okay? Get them next year and go make the requisite moves we're talking about.
Harris raised his average and his OPS from 210 to 555, and then obviously from 260, we're talking about his OPS, to up to 700. But he has 46 hits in his last 26 games. There's nobody hotter than Money Harris. This is great. Fine, he got fixed. I love it. But it's still a team effort. And the funny thing is, earlier in the year, it was we weren't hitting. We couldn't score runs. Now we're hitting, and we can't pitch and get guys out. And we're not talking about bums. We're talking about guys that you are relying on and you have paid already to say, hey, we think you are going to be a mainstay in a cog, in this starting rotation. That's not the case with Spencer Strider. Text and tweets coming in. Follow Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Many people believing what I'm saying and agreeing with me about either reinvent yourself or maybe just become Mariano Rivera and become a closer. Because, guys, his heat, if he's able to get back to that, Mike has talked about this. We haven't had a guy like that, right? Billy Wagner, right. You got to go back. We haven't had a guy come out the bullpen and you go, all right, this is going to be a quick 1-2-3, because you just feel confident in how they approach it and certainly how hard they throw the ball. We've had a couple of closers, Mike. They're, you know, spot guys, and they put it where they need to. But I just feel like this has been a constant struggle, not just this year, last year too.
And that's where, you know, we get into what are the expectations from the surgery. That's another thing. Some Braves fans felt that Strider was going to come. Remember, we had this debate with these guys back in the spring, which we said it all year long about the pitching. When Strider comes back, you guys are guaranteeing he's going to be back to present. He's not even close to that 23 form. Not even close. You know, you just always, he'll be right back and he'll be in the mix. It was the UCL surgery. They put the brace in there, the internal brace. Mm. It's the less invasive surgery. I'm reading this from AI. The less invasive approach than traditional Tommy John. Maybe he needed another Tommy John. That'd have been two. Either way, I think we all agree he needs more time. Some listeners right now are saying he needs more time before you make that determination to put him in the pen.
How much more?
Well, but if you get to Northport, his velocity's not there, and the slider's not doing what it needs to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So what CJ Nikowski and Tom Glavine are talking about, then what do you do with them?
Yeah.
You know, then you are the closer. You're only going to go to the lineup, you know, for three or four batters.
We'll see how it shakes out. That's just my thought on it. I told you guys that yesterday, Mike. When you go there, yeah. Because he's not been good all season. No. Something is going on.
15 ERA now, the last three games.
It's unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.